The Neil Haley Show, and definitely this hour of live streaming has been bringing the band back again, from education to talking to the 1985 star of the Chicago Bears to someone on Clubhouse. We continue because of LinkedIn. It's the most powerful platform. Everyone that spends hours on Facebook, you're wasting your time. Stay on LinkedIn. You never know who you're going to meet. So I'm excited to welcome the two people to talk about COF staffing, Brad Martineau and Eddie Edwards. Eddie and I played basketball. He probably has more stories he remembers about me than I remember about myself playing basketball with him. But guys, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Brad.
No worries. Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
All right. So, Brad, how did you and Eddie meet?
We met back in law school. We both went to Pitt Law back in 1988 to 2001. And it was the first or second week of law school. We realized we had a lot of mutual connections going back to Erie, Pennsylvania, where Eddie went to college and I grew up, and instantly became friends, realized we needed to start playing basketball together on the intramural team. And we haven't looked back since.
Wow. Okay. Was he a pretty good basketball player, Brad?
Eddie... Wow, Brad can shoot it, man. Brad was our, he was our spot up Tim Legler, right? He just got out on the perimeter and knocked them down. A lot of effort. Translated from the basketball court to the business world.
All right. So let's talk about COF staffing and how you got that started, Eddie.
Yeah. So, you know, I am in my business endeavors, you know, you know a lot of guys in industries and you hear about a lot of need. And, you know, I was hearing a lot of my guys who are running, you know, organizations, you know, mentioning that, you know, there was a need for more staffing companies, particularly staffing companies with minority certification. To help with minority spend, to help with minority staffing needs. So, you know, being an entrepreneur, you know, you're hearing this repeatedly. I'm saying to myself, well, you know, there's got to be an opportunity. So did some due diligence, you know, had a lot of meetings, a lot of coffees, a lot of conversations. And like with any business endeavor, you go to those who have some expertise, who you trust and who you want to be in business with. So the first person I called was Brad Martineau. You know, Brad's a little humble, but he was number one in our law class. Wow. And was a very well known and established businessman in the region. So, you know, when I heard of the opportunity, I know I had an opportunity to speak with Brad, and, you know, pitched him on it, said, hey, if we get this up and running, and I've had a lot of conversations, this is something that we could run with. And, you know, Brad was all for it. Jumped in full throttle. And since then, we've just been building out.
Wow, Brad. So kind of that process, what are your thoughts when you heard about it?
Well, I had, going back a step or two, when I had my law firm here in Indiana, Pennsylvania, we were growing quite rapidly because we were in the corporate real estate and specifically oil and gas business. I had handpicked Eddie to open up a location for us in Pittsburgh, and the timing just didn't happen to work out. And I tried to sway him to come in with me and partner with me. So that, going back, knowing that we really wanted to work together 15 years or so ago. And when the opportunity where he kind of came around, the timing was right, both for us family-wise with our kids and where they're at in their lives, it was an instant yes. And we both knew we were onto something.
Well, I think it's very important, Eddie, for people to find the right people. It's not easy, is it, when you're hiring?
No, and you know, you always hear, Neil, about relationships, right? That's what drives business. It's relationships. Yeah. You know, when you can trust those individuals, you know, I call them foxhole guys, right? You got those individuals where if the bullets start flying, they're not jumping out the foxhole and running the other way. They're going to stand tight with you. And Brad's one of those individuals, one of those guys that I trust immensely. And, you know, he's honorable, competent, smart. You know, he checks all the boxes. So, you know, when you find those individuals, whether it's staffing or oil and gas or whatever the business may be, you know you could have success because of the people you have around you.
And Brad, like, what kind of companies utilize you guys at COF staffing?
Our staffing expertise really is going to lie with IT, cybersecurity, engineers, welders. And we're really focusing on trying to provide those quality staffing nationwide. We're certified nationwide and can help companies meet that minority spend requirement that they may be facing. whether it's an internal decision, which is wonderful, or if it's because the government's saying you have to spend it. And we believe that we've strategically partnered ourselves with relationships that we've known through the years. We have a workforce of over 20,000 employees that are at our hand that we can either provide temporary or permanent placement in those areas.
And that's huge, especially when you're talking about minority staffing, right? In a way, Eddie, it's just not a need. That's why you chose to start this company.
Yeah. And again, we want to be, Neil, I mean, you know, a little bit of my family history, you know, and our dedication to creating markets for minorities. I'm a minority. You know, we want to use this platform to create a employee base to empower, right? So individuals not just have a temporary or permanent opportunity with us, that we're helping them grow themselves professionally, and hopefully, you know, create, you know, additional entrepreneurs to have their own staffing situation or have their own business type situation. So we're not looking at this in a vacuum. We're looking at this holistically. So, you know, we want to build a really strong business, but we also want to have a good connection with the individuals that we're placing.
I'm going to give you the importance of bringing on a team. A lot of companies are trying to, no, I'm not going to staff people. I can handle this myself. Your company's not worth anything as a solopreneur. Till you bring on a team of people working for you, your company's worthless to try to sell. Everyone wants to push the whole solopreneur thing, Eddie and Brad. And the mistake that they're making is once you bring a team on, your company's worth so much more money. And then that system, so that someday you can sell that business. Absolutely. And what are you, and I'm sure you're running into that all the time, Eddie, where people are just like, you know, burning the candle at both ends just because they can't find the right people. And especially when you talk about cybersecurity, how a lot of people could say, I can just run this myself or only have a few staffing, or some of these issues is that they can't find the right people. So they give up. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's some great people out there. I've been hiring at Media Giant Marketing, at least bringing in people US based, and I've been blown away. Their work ethic, the ability, we give people the wrong reputation, our younger generation, that are hard workers and they looking for an opportunity to work and make a difference.
Well, no, I'd say two things. A, you know, you got to be a good leader, right? And being a good leader knows you have to recognize, you know, be self-aware what you need, what you don't need, and bring in those people to fill those holes, right? And then when you bring them in, you got to trust them, train them and trust them to carry out whatever tasks that you have to make the business valuable. And I'd say part two to that is, you know, again, I have a background in transactions, right? Mergers and acquisitions. When we were doing due diligence on businesses, right? You want to see what the workforce is like, right? So that when I acquire these assets, when I acquire the stock and operate this company, that we could continue to run it, you know, and operate it in the manner that it was being run to continue to make money or to make more money. So workforce matters. And, you know, when you're looking at temporary, I think temporary is different than permanent, right? Temporary, you know, you may have a temporary project that needs to be staffed to keep things moving, but also you have permanent, right? And these are the individuals that are going to help grow and propel the company moving forward. So, you know, we have experience in both areas. You know, Brad did it. You know, he had a company that did some staffing and it was very successful at it. And we're just looking to, again, be a resource for those companies out there that need these types of services and these types of individuals.
So Brad, you're looking nationwide if there are companies right now in those areas to contact you guys, right?
Absolutely. And we've already reached out to our mutual connections, not even mutual, but our connections. And we just got nationally certified at the end of April, and we're putting the boots to the ground, and we're reaching out to the companies, showing them what we can do, how we can help them, provide them with quality professional IT engineers, project managers, cybersecurity, and we can provide it on a small scale to an extremely large scale across the country.
And that's very difficult to do, Eddie, right? Explain that to our listeners and viewers. It's not easy to get.
And it's about networks. Again, you know, this has been driven, again, I use the word, I'm going to continue to use it, relationships. We've had relationships with individuals for years. That's how that was the genesis of why we were sitting here. So now that me and Brad have the structure in place, we're circling back to all those individuals and all those, you know, those coffees I had, dinners and lunches and breakfasts, and saying, hey, we're up, we're ready to roll. Now, you know, we have that solution you were looking for. Let's partner. And we're in the process now of finalizing a lot of those relationships to really blow this thing out of the water.
Yep. Another exciting thing. If you're not creating something, then go home. It's important to create something special. And it's great to see your success, Eddie and Brad. And Brad, you have something else to mention, some other project you're doing too. You wanted to
mention? I would like to mention real briefly, and I appreciate it, Neil, is I was asked by the dean of the business school here at IEP to help based with my real estate background, both as a developer in student housing and retail, as well as my real estate background as a lawyer, to help start, and we co-founded the real estate group that's going to be launching here, the real estate center at IEP Eberly College this fall. And I've been able to put together a team of four adjuncts that are going to be teaching four different areas of the real estate law, whether it's development, finance, the law itself, and appraisal and valuation of experts from around the Pittsburgh area. That are not professors by trade, but are actually seasoned professionals. And with our network, we've also been able to set up internships for students where they'll be able to walk in, get expertise with the banks, developers, realty companies. And we're really excited to be able to bring that to IEP. It's really going to set IEP apart, as well as a new medical school that's coming to IEP next year, from the other state system schools, as the students will be able to get a certificate in real estate, again, get real life experience, hopefully have a job offer possibly waiting at the end of the day as well, and even get a minor in real estate. And we hope that the program takes off and eventually blossoms into something even bigger.
Well, that's exciting. You guys are true entrepreneurs. I never would have thought, I probably thought Eddie would be an entrepreneur, but I sure as heck didn't think I would be. And I don't know, like if I asked Eddie, do you think I had an entrepreneur mindset when you met me?
You know what? You did, because you wanted to be in wrestling in any way that you wanted to be in wrestling. And that's part of being an entrepreneur, right? It's setting a goal and going and achieving that goal and do what you have to do to get there. So I'm not shocked. I'm actually very happy for you. And look forward to seeing, you know, the new businesses, your new endeavors and how they go. I mean, you know, with the media company, that fits you like a glove, buddy. I think it's mm-hmm. awesome. So happy to see you there. And I'll be watching now.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, Brad. Best place to go and find information on COF. Where can we go?
COFstaffing.com. And we appreciate your time today, Neil.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. You're listening.
Neil, thank you.
Neil, you're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.